Could you talk a little bit about what we know about each of the three approved CDK inhibitors and, from your point of view, how you decide which one to use?
Yeah, I will tell you, in my own practice, I almost exclusively used palbociclib, and that's just because it was first. You know, there are no head-to-head comparisons, so we can't talk about head-to-head comparison of activity or toxicity. There's some evidence that palbo may have fewer side effects than ribo or abemo. You know, these are the cyclibs. But I don't know we can actually say that without head-to-head comparisons, and they've not been done. So I use palbo just because it's the first one out there, and I got used to it, and I haven't changed. I can't say that there's a compelling reason to use or not use one of the other two instead of palbo. They all seem to work the same way. Their mechanism of action is the same. And as far as I can see, the relative benefits in cross-trial comparisons look pretty similar. So I don't know what other people have said that you've interviewed, but I use palbo because, again, to quote George Kanellis, a dance with the girl I brought to the party, you know, it was the first one there and I'm comfortable with it.
Well, I've heard discussion in terms of the difference in sort of the side effects profile that I've heard people say that ribo and palbo are very similar in terms of the neutropenia, but with abema, you get more GI toxicity and less cytopenias. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, again, all of these are compared to placebo and not to each other. You know, the abema trials happen to inadvertently select people more likely to get diarrhea than the other two. The only way we're going to get to this is to put them head to head. That certainly is the perspective, and I've heard that too. Again, I've personally not used abema. Not because I don't like it, it's just haven't used it, but some of my colleagues have. We have 10 medical oncologists in our group, and we meet once a week, so we talk to each other. I mean, one of the issues is whether any one of these drugs gets across the blood-brain barrier and whether one gets across better than the others. The group that developed Abemo have reported that, at least in animals, it seems to cross over the blood-brain barrier, so perhaps it might be a drug that would be useful for brain metastasis. They've been running those trials. I haven't seen any data yet, though. So again, I think it's awfully hard to put a playing card between the three.
Any comments in terms of the difference in sort of the schedule and that the ribo and palbo is, you know, they take a week off and with abema it's continuous and whether or not there's any potential benefit one way or the other?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think this gets to be then a personal issue, patient to patient. I don't know if you're taking any medicines, and I don't want to know, but I'm going to be open about this. I take Fosamax. I have osteoporosis. It's a long story. It's a once-a-week therapy. I have to put a little sign on my mirror where I shave, take your drug today. Today's the day of the week to take it. And my point here is it's much easier to remember daily treatments because you just take them every morning with breakfast than it is where you're off and, you know, on for 3 weeks and off. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but in my 36 years talking to patients, and I'm a patient now myself, you forget where you are. I mean, day-to-day life, fortunately, takes over your medical life, and you begin to forget what, oh gosh, is this, you know, am I supposed to take it or not? So I think there are pros and cons in both of these, and I don't have, again, I think it's, you know, I've had some patients say I'd rather take a pill every day, and others say, you know, if you can give it to me IV, I'd rather come in once every 3 weeks and just get a shot.